The Bills administration now predicts the budget shortfall will be $5.4 billion. That's nearly $500 million more than Doyle estimated just last week, and $2.5 billion more than the governor was projecting last month. The governor says it's a case of the national economic downturn hitting the state hard, creating the worst budget shortfall in state history.
So everything will be on the table for cuts.
The governor will also ask the legislature to revive the hospital tax and the oil tax, possibly both as early as January in a special session. He says some kind of quick action is needed to keep the current budget from running out of money before next summer. But that's only the short-term problem and falls well short of filling the overall deficit that will hang over the state without more action. The governor says he still wants to fix that shortfall without a sales or income tax increase.
I think we all hope we can get it done, but I guess if we're going to have to talk about revenues, we'll talk about it another day. But I want to be able to demonstrate to people that we have done everything as a state that we can do to get this done without tax increases.
In the immediate term, Doyle will trim his own agencies by another $20 million. He also plans to sell 500 cars from the state fleet. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.